to the Consistently Rolling Show. I am your girl, Consistence. It has been a long, long, long time. And yes, I have missed you guys, but I am here. As you can see, and Lil has took a hiatus for a little while. While he's on his hiatus, we're going to wish him love and blessings and peace and prosperity. But we got to keep this ball rolling. So today I have a new guest, hopefully our host until Enlil comes back and sits in his seat, and we're all going to welcome her. Her name is Reality.
Hey! Reality. Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome, 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 welcome. So today we got a mouthful. We got enough.
Yes.
Let's start here. I've been sitting back and I've been listening to all the things that are going on. So our main subject of today, for those, how y'all doing, Facebook, who've been going back and forth with me, is about Kyrie Irving and Kanye West. The controversy behind it, history, some key points that are important to know. And so we welcome you, Reality, because you have information that you do as far as background of things that you have learned and researched. So we're going to bring that to the forefront of our people that's trying to get to know. Also, with blending, what we do know historically or biblically, and we're just going to talk about it. So how are you?
I'm fine, you?
I'm doing okay. So how would you like to start this thing?
No, I'm going to let you start because you got a lot to get out of your chest.
All right. So
I like the way you break down the Bible and stuff. Let's just start
at the beginning. Okay. So the first thing that was a controversy was the fact that Kanye West had came out with the White Lives Matter shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some of our fellow loved ones had an issue with that, especially when he teamed up with Candace Owens. So it took RZA Islam to actually bring the attention to us that, hey, nobody paid attention to that front of that shirt. But when also nobody paid attention to was where the money went or the proceeds or the profits of the people buying the shirt,
right,
where it went to. So I want to say the title of this is Black Lives Matter. Really? Like, does it? Because we had a Black Lives Matter movement. Where did that money go to? How much of the community profited off of that movement? How much of the community went and took their time to volunteer to help uplift that community, educate that community, walk with that community, talk with that community, while we were sitting there criticizing Kanye West, which I'm not going to lie, I saw the White Lives Matter shirt and was like, what the is he thinking? You know what I'm saying? But once you follow the money trail, you see that that money went to Chicago people of Black excellence. Let's put it that way. So then, because nobody understood where Kanye was coming at, he goes to Drink Champs. And while he's talking, I'm going to say this again and again to my people. Kanye West is one of those that's brain is faster than what his mouth can move. That's my thought process. That's how I see it. Some things, a lot of things, I agree with him more than what people would think that I would. I'm not going to be the only one talking either. So. Let's get to it.
I'm learning to talk because when you're on the phone, you know, we over talk each other. So I'm learning to let you talk. We're not on the phone.
Okay. So on Drinks Champ, he makes a statement that people called him, you know, anti, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Says that he is a part of the Hebrew tribe. They have a problem with that. But with him saying that, they missed the context personally of what he was trying to say. This is just my thought process. What he was, what I thought, or what I got out of what he was saying was, hey, I wish that our community could be like this community, because they collaborate together. They don't argue. They don't want one better than the other. They make sure that all eat. They make sure that all is good, because they control everything that, what is the word that I'm trying to use? That we basically work hard to get out of poverty for. That let me put it that way. See, they would call it entertainment. We call it a way to get out and live. So that's basically how I perceived what he was stating when he said that. So for me, or what disturbed me about that situation was, he made a statement, which the last time I checked, this was freedom of speech. He didn't say he hated them. He didn't show that he was a threat of harm to the society or the community. He just made a personal observation and he spoke on it. And I feel like they took everything away from him for that. Which to me, that lets all of us know that are the minority that we don't have freedom of speech.
Yep.
So then after they show us, because it really didn't have anything to do with Kanye West, it was about the rest of us. We're still in charge. I'm just letting you know we're still in charge. After they did that, Kyrie Irving gets into the spotlight because he, on his own social platform, just decided to post a pic of something. No caption, no information about it, no, hey, go check this out. Just put it up there. Last time I checked, social media was freedom of speech. I can put whatever I want to up here. I can show, excuse me for saying it like this, I can show my titty if I want to. And you see, you don't, you go research my titty, you do, you don't. Like, I'm just saying. So he gets in trouble for that. He goes on to say, listen, check this out. I'm not for everything that they talked about. I just put it out there. We are in a world where information is out here rapidly, fast. We can get to it. Hi, people. Thank you for what you did. We can get to it. And he got backlashes. I'm standing on what it is that I'm standing on. I'm sorry that you feel some kind of way. No, excuse me, not even I'm sorry. I apologize that you feel some kind of way, because that was not my intention to hurt any sort of community, because we're promoting love over this way.
Exactly.
But I just put it out there. So he did that once. He apologized twice. He donated $500,000 to
them. And they denied. They denied it. Didn't want to take it.
So to me, what happened was they said, hey, kid, we got to sit you in timeout so you can think about what you did, okay? 5 games suspended. No pay.
No, actually it said that... it's going to be 5, but it might be more. So they might send him out.
They want him to go to counseling. Talk to a person. Kind of sort of the same thing that happened to the first person who did this.
Nick Cannon.
Thank you, ma'am.
Nick Cannon. Yep.
So before we dive in any further, because we got a lot to unpack. Let's say this. This is nothing against nobody. I love we love every shade,
yes,
creature, critter, everything else. The reason why I am presenting this personally presentation to everyone is because I personally feel like, who are we? What do we have?
When are we going to stand together?
Not only that, every time that we connect ourselves to something, and this is just from observation, every time we connect ourselves to something, we get backlashed about it. Why can't we know our history? Why can't we know who we are? Everybody else seems to know with their lineage and their legacy and where country they came from, but not us.
Like Ivory said, I know where I came from. So them doing all this stuff to, you need to go counseling. We want you to meet this person so you can learn about the Jewish, this and this and this and that. He's telling you, I know where I came from. I don't need y'all to tell me y'all doing all this is not going to change the way this man feel about where he come from and the history and the knowledge that he are researching. Know that this is me and y'all cannot tell me no difference. I don't care what meeting they do. This man know where he came from. Like, y'all not going to change that. Y'all not going to change his opinion. And then this is where it come in at. We are conditioned to not to agree. And since we don't agree, we have to fight and make our point. No, we don't have to fight and make our point. Nothing. You have to respect a person's opinion. You might not agree. You might disagree. You might agree. You have to respect that person's opinion. Like, what you gonna do, beat him up? What y'all gonna do, kill him because he's not? No. Everybody have a right to their opinion. And that's all, and that's basically what he's saying. And then my thing is too, when we go to work, we have to keep ourselves, we have to act a certain way. So when we act a certain way, you know what I mean? And then we out of work, we act work. He's not in work. His Instagram is not connected to his business. So why is that when he posts on his social media that y'all have something to say? This is his social media. He's not at work. He's not at a basketball game. He's not at a concert. So why is y'all have so much to say about what this man's posting? This is his opinion. This is how he's feel.
So here's the thing. We're on their platform. So that's what it is.
But it doesn't matter. Y'all think
that it shouldn't matter. It should not matter.
Exactly. Which
gives it back to the question at hand. Do Black lives really matter?
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, we went through that. Black lives matter. No, all lives matter. No, blue lives matter. No, green lives matter. We know that you all matter.
Mm-hmm. But we the only one.
The problem is we're the only one that we matter.
Yeah, we the only one to get mistreated. We the only one to get mistreated, get talked down. Everybody, we done got we've been in slavery for years and years and years and years. How come we haven't got our rights? But as soon as the other people get doing the pandemic and all that, I ain't gonna say no name, but as soon as they get rights. How come we didn't get our rights yet? Where is our right?
All right, let's bring it back to the biblical time. Okay. I know my people who read the Bible, they have given us this Bible for a specific reason. But in that specific reason, they messed up with a lot of things. So the tribe of Israel, he has 12 tribes. Let's start with the story of where it came from. We know the lineage from Adam to Seth and from Seth to Enoch and Enoch to Noah. And Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, Japheth. Shem was the one, Ham was the one they produced all over. And Here now we have Abraham. Abraham has Isaac. Isaac has Jacob and Esau, excuse me, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel because he fought with an angel. That is why his name became Israel. Had 12 children. Now, where these people were at, they were people of color. We know this. We're not saying that we're the chosen ones. We're not saying that we're God's children, because technically, how we're taught, we're all God's children.
Don't matter. We all.
We are all God's children.
Mm-hmm.
All we're trying to do is get accepted just as much as you get accepted.
Exactly.
So, if we're going back to the Bible, right? Y'all told us about Jesus, or it's written about Jesus. Jesus is supposed to be the king of the Hebrews, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my Bible says. And they say that Jesus' hair was wool and feet of brass. Hey, the man hid in Egypt to get away from getting killed by King Herod. So, what other pigmentation would he have? What other pigmentation would the Hebrews have? Jesus got crucified for speaking his truth. Because it wasn't right. Kanye West is getting crucified for speaking his truth because it didn't go with the agenda. So is Kyrie. One day, eventually, we're going to get it right. See, the difference is we're trying to love.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to be loved. There's some clips, though, that Kanye West did say that we can just back up. Would you like to back it up right now?
Oh,
which one would you like to do?
The one I'm apologizing.
Okay.
No, go ahead. That you go ahead. That one. Yep, go ahead.
I talk about the chakras. I talked about Rick Rubin. I talked about the 808.
The chakras is real.
Now, I'm gonna say some anti-Semitic shit. I'ma fuck your bitch. I'ma kill this nigga. 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 That's the real anti-Semitic shit that the Jewish people get paid off of.
I don't know what's this opioid thing, man.
Well, being a crackhead wasn't cool back then. Being a crackhead wasn't cool. Now it seems like they're making it cool to be drinking lean and syrup and
it's the most dangerous. It's the most dangerous thing that's facing our society.
So why sign an artist that would promote that?
Because I already answered that question. You weren't paying attention. She asked me talent or issues, and I said talent. But I can't give up on people.
You don't think that's hypocritical, though?
You're saying it's opportunistic.
Yeah.
I got people to feed. I got a business to run.
You're gonna make Dame Dash take this clip and call you a culture vulture.
Who's Dame Dash?
We want to give a shout out to Corey Drums. Make sure y'all go check out his page just for that information. It's not like what they're saying is not true.
And the fact that like he was just like, it was like he didn't care. I got a family free. You still can feed your family with positive music. Once upon a time, you know, Queen Latifah and they was making big money. They was popular. No, it was because y'all had an agenda. Like, because my mama used to love KR. What is it? KRS. And then
KRS-One.
Yeah, like they was popping. Most Def and all of them, like, they was popping. That was one of my favorite Outkast and Most Def. What? I was young, but I know. Like, y'all could have made money. Like, Lauryn Hill, Positive. Like, who don't love Lauryn Hill? No.
I'm not coming here to bash nothing. I just wanted to put a focus at the fact of, or give light to, or be a beacon of light and let us be aware that we definitely need to research more on our history.
Yeah, we do.
We're trying to elevate to a higher standard or a higher status quo. We definitely have to learn to forgive, and just like they want Kyrie Irving to go to counseling to learn about whatever it is that it needs to be learned about them, I feel like the same should be in return.
Yeah, well, everybody else, yes. Mm-hmm. And then also with the, we were bringing up, you know, forgiveness with the Kanye West. Our Black community is going against him because of things he did, like things that he did years ago. Do you know that people grow? You should not be the same person every year. If you're the same person every year, it's a problem. You have to grow and be better. We learn from our mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And Kanye, he learned from his mistakes. And people talking like he didn't apologize for this. He didn't apologize for this. Oh, we have a video. He apologized to the for the slavery comment 2 years ago, a long time ago. Like, he came back and he apologized, and y'all still stuck on that. Stop being stuck on that and realize this man put everything in jeopardy for us to see the light, so we can actually see the truth. To actually see the truth. And I'm gonna show y'all a video of him apologizing. Give me 1 second. So this is him apologizing.
Okay, I do love the human race, but I'm not always want you to speak for Black people and the betterment of Black people.
One thing is, like, I don't know if I properly apologize for how that slave comment made people feel. So I want to take this moment right now to say that I'm sorry for hurrying. I'm sorry for the 1-2 effect of the MAGA hat into the slave comment. And I'm sorry for people who felt let down by that moment. And also, I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to talk to you about what the way I was thinking and what I was going through and what led me, you know, to that. And I just appreciate you guys holding on to me as a family. And this just proves how much love, you know, and sometimes I think people don't feel the love. And it's,
so he apologized, you know what I mean? He also apologized for the George, you know, comment too. And he also said, I realized, you know, like, we have to learn. We have to learn. And then also with that,
I mean, to be quite honest, we say stupid, we say things that are incorrect at times.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't think about what we're going to say before we say it out of our mouths at times too.
And then also, I feel like too, like you said, he didn't really say, you know, he wasn't really trying to say. I think it came out where what he really wanted to say was, I'm questioning what really happened. You know what I mean? Not to say that, oh, it didn't happen. And I feel like everybody, if you should always question something. If something don't feel right or sound right to you, why not question it? It's just like he said, We question so-and-so murder. We question Biggie murder. We question Tupac murder. We question a lot of people murder. You know what I mean? So why now? Because, oh, he's this big famous. Oh, like, no, like, we should be able to, you know, question. Like, that's all he was doing is questioning on how he felt about the situation. That's all that's how I took it. I didn't take it that he was trying to, you know. And also, if y'all didn't get it, he said, which I don't know about, you know, like I said, I told you earlier, I don't agree with everything he said. He said he was trying to say that he felt like the police put fentanyl in his get him fentanyl. He said they hit him with the fentanyl. Okay. So, and then I had something else to say about the two and the lady suing and stuff. And he gave the daughter $2 million, and he said it was for her tuition. And then the one guy came out and said, you gave her $250, $250,000. Like, he gave that to her. So he gave the daughter $2 million. Y'all decided to split that $2 million into families. You know what I mean? And now the baby mama suing. His original family not even suing. That's just crazy to me. Like, that's crazy to me that y'all split that money.
I mean, when you get crucified, they crucify you. They make an example out of you, and we either going to, at the end of the day, it come down to, I'm sorry to say, like this biblical thing, a biblical scripture. We can't serve two masters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I feel like Kanye West is waking up. Just like some of the others was waking up. They want to talk. And they want to educate us. And they want to let us know. If you get too far, we got to reprimand you because you can't serve two masters. One thing that I can recall vividly right now is Michael Jackson on the, what is that? I think it's the Wiz or something when he played the Scarecrow. He was singing a song, you can't win, you can't break even, you can't get out of the game, right? So it's basically saying exactly when he was saying that the man from Sony was the devil, you know what I'm saying?
They
messed up his records and this is how he's going to get back at them, you know what I'm saying? Check this out. I'm going to go on tour and I'm going to be able to pay them their money and I'm going to check out owning the company. You get what I'm saying? But you said it right. You can't win. You can't even break even. Either you in or you out. One thing that I've noticed, and I'm praying that Kanye staying on it, that if he is going to be the sacrifice that he wants to be for God, right, justice, or whatever it is, he don't fold. Like the rest of them dudes, because that is hey, we can push forward, we can move forward, there can be a change. And I'm not talking about in the way of, oh, this is black power. No, it's we do need to be heard, absolutely. But it's, come on, let's make it fair. Let's make it fair. We want to
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, finish.
Because I want to hear what you want to say. We just want to learn. We want to know. We want to grow. I mean, what my, you know what my question is? What are we missing that we can't get accepted?
Exactly.
We can be entertainment. We can be the best workers. Because I didn't got told that. We the best workers.
Mm-hmm.
We the best builders.
Best creators.
But we can't be equal. We can't be equal. No, we're not the Hebrews. Like we you didn't come from Africa. No, you're not a Native American. No. We can't, why we can't be equal?
And that was another thing I didn't agree with Kanye about when he said all of us came to Africa. From the research that I've been doing and what I've been looking at, no, we did all didn't come from Africa. We all did not come from Africa. And then from the research I'm looking at, we was everywhere. We was everywhere. We was actually called the Europe. We was the European, but somehow European got turned to something else. Like, you know what I mean? We was known from a lot of the things. Like, we was everywhere. We was not just in Africa. Y'all have to understand that we came from everywhere. It was a woman tribe in California. California is named after a tribe, a black, well, nothing but black women in the village, and they tribe, and they was called Californians. So no, we all did not come from Africa. We come from everywhere. Everywhere, not just one place. And that's the one thing that you know, me growing up now and learning in history, I thought we was from Africa. And now that I'm growing up and I'm learning, no, we all didn't come from Africa.
But see, that lies the problem right there. You gotta think.
And then y'all teaching us lies.
Mm-hmm. It's far, because to think about it, as far as we have known, we can't read. We can't write. Mm-hmm. Or we couldn't read their language.
Which I don't believe we couldn't read or write. I believe that we were speaking a different language, that we didn't understand the English language.
If you even want to get biblical with it, we didn't have to read. We didn't have to write.
But people, when you get to talking like that, people that's not open-minded and still minus, you know, they think you're crazy.
trying to get back to that.
Yeah, exactly. Because we used to be able to, I could just look at Paulicia. I mean, you know, I could just look at her and she'll know what I'm thinking or saying. I wouldn't have to say it out loud. We could just look at each other. Like a telephone.
That's the energy.
That's where they got the telephone from.
And it's coming through. And we don't have to worry about freedom of speech because we all know.
Right.
And we don't have to worry about history because we all know. Right. We won't have to worry about where we came from because we all know. And we won't have to worry about not being included because we all will. So, I just felt the need to say something because while my passion was very strong before I got on here, I have to be politically correct. I just want to be included. Like, what people don't realize is I understand that this community went through something. Mm-hmm. And it's not no greater and it's not no better than what our community had to go through. The thing about it is teach us how to rebuild. Teach us how to grow from past that trauma because they did it. Exactly. They did it and they took over. At least that's what we see.
Right.
For some of us, we're trying to figure out exactly who we are and where we came from. And it's not just, from a ancestral big perspective, it's just a bit in the household. Remember, a lot of us got our dads kicked out the house. Like, who is he? Where did we come from? So when I see somebody like Kyrie sitting up there, like Hebrews to Negroes, yeah, it piques my interest. What does that mean?
Right.
Y'all get you're the ones who gave us the Bible and let us know that Jesus was a Hebrew. You the one gave us the Bible and told us that he was coming back. You the one gave us the Bible and told us that his hair was wool and feet of clay. I got that. So he got to be a part of me. So if that's not true, then where did I come from?
But then,
teach me how to profit like you do.
Exactly. But then you say, you told us that he come from us. You can look at their the when they in a church and they got their little statue, how they statue, and it crazed me. I remember when I want to say, like, was it last year or year before? I mean, maybe it was 2020 when it was like a family. It was with all the with the yellow. They had the yellow on. They had the Jesus with the white man and tied up with the sick here. I'm not gonna lie, it pissed me off. But for our pictures everywhere, God is white. God is this. God is that. But if you look at their God, no. I'm not even getting to that. I'm just saying. But if you look at their God that they have displayed in their church, he's a black man.
What color?
I'm just saying.
I just want to be included.
I'm just saying. Like,
I just want to be loved. I just want
to
know.
There is something there. Like, you have to look, like, read between the lines. It's something there. And a lot of things, like, when I first started this, I remember Busta Rhymes telling me, like, they tell us the truth. They can't lie to us. They tell us the truth. It's in our face. It's right there. We can look everything up because it's right there. They cannot lie to us. It's up to us to go do that research, us to go read, us to ask the questions, us to, you know, to say, that's interesting. I need to go look and see why is that? You know what I mean? And it's not being, I'm better. I'm not even saying it. It's just the point that we see things, but now because this word, we can't say how we feel or what we see, what we point out because, it's a anti. You know what I mean? It's, you know, and but I feel like that word, I feel like that word was discovered.
Okay, so like I said, I've been listening to a lot of scholars and you've done a lot of research and we've come to realize that they can call us all kinds of crispity, crunchy, blah, 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 and no repercussions.
Exactly.
How about the post that the man put up there came from a website of a person who is not of, I mean, Jeff Bezos got it up there. Like, I don't understand why he not getting no repercussions from it.
Yeah,
it's okay for us.
And it's still on here.
It's okay for us to have the truth, but it's not okay for
us, the
person
it.
In charge, to go express it to the masses. You know, you remember that we couldn't learn. Like I said, like I was going back to that point, we couldn't read, we couldn't write.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? If you didn't want to know something, you put it in a book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they say we don't like to read. So, but when you get to reading, baby, when you get to go, you don't even got, and now how social media and stuff, you don't even have to go read. You can just go watch something and it'll tell you. But I will tell you this, like because I watch something don't mean I believe everything. I take everything with a grain of salt. And then I go do my own research. You have to do your own research. You just, even though we sitting here telling you something, don't take what I say and be like, well, reality said this. You know what I mean? She researched. Like, no, do your own research so you will know that I know what I'm talking about and I seen it from my own eyes and this is just what it is. Like, it's a lot of corruption, a lot of fraud, a lot of everything is going on and it's right happening right in our eyes and looking in our face. And but a lot of y'all don't see it. Like, it's happening. And I don't know if it's because I was going through a spiritual journey. Like, I felt something wasn't right. You know what I mean?
We want to put it on, as again, you know, I got to put my biblical at the end of the day. It's a book that is supposed to be the oldest book of man. And it states that all will know.
Yeah.
And if y'all want to call it God, if y'all want to call it the universe, if y'all want to call it the great divine, the source, however you want to place it, at this point in time, it's moving. Mm-hmm. And it's moving by a great mass. And if I'm sick and tired of how reality is at this point, I'm pretty sure it's tired as well. So it's got to change. And in order to change, we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
And in order for change, it's got to be things that pique our interest or have our blood boiling. Or hey, we gotta have a discussion. Yeah. Hold on, family. We gotta have a family meeting. It's gotta be that for us to sit down and do what we're doing right now. It had to be Kanye West going through the thing of not being a freedom. This is a free country. We're supposed to have a freedom of speech, no matter who you are. That had to happen for me and you to have to sit down and have this conversation, mm-hmm. or for Billy Carson to have this conversation, mm-hmm. or people who watch Black Magic 363 to have this conversation, or wherever you go to have this conversation. I'm pretty sure every household has some kind of conversation, whether it be we agreed or not. It was a conversation, mm-hmm. and that's because it's real. God, universe, the great divine source, however you want to call it, it was written. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and all in the end, all will know, and it's coming out by the masses.
Mm-hmm.
This power, or let's put it this way, this devil is losing his power.
Mm-hmm.
It has no more control. It's going erratic. It's doing whatever it can do to keep up of the little bit of control that it thinks it has. And so therefore we're going to, oh my goodness, we're gonna spike this, just spike this money up. We're gonna spike these bills up. We got famine in the land. We got confusion going on. Mm-hmm. Who y'all know? Oh no, y'all can't know this. Oh, I don't. It's just anything to keep a great distraction. So the question is, what are you trying to distract us from? You're losing. Yeah.
The stuff from Haiti,
Ukraine.
Did you see that? Did you see that? It just came out, I want to say last week. You know, when Putin, they were saying that it was labs in Ukraine, right? Mm-hmm. They said, and then Biden came and said, oh no, we don't got no labs there. So Putin just blasted them on some stuff. So they had to backpedal and confirm and say they had like 47 labs in Ukraine. So why do United States have labs in Ukraine?
How about if you do some research? I don't know what Putin is trying to do.
Because he's ruffling a lot of stuff.
I'm kind of glad that he's ruffling feathers.
Yeah.
Check this out. Do you know that there's a treaty that all the world leaders came together years ago stating that we cannot go to Antarctica? So that treaty is almost up. You know that Putin is like, forget that treaty, I'm going anyway. So there's been videos of different things that's been being real. Please go research this stuff for yourself. Yes. Take our word for face value.
Yeah. With that,
when I say this God or this person or this devil that thinks it's in control is losing its power, it's going crazy, and it's distracting us from the Kanye West and the Kyrie Irving. That's just a talking point for us to have, but it is a great distraction from what is really going on. Y'all need to know who is really trying to have control and who is trying to be in power, who is really giving y'all this information about the famine and about this and about that. And the only thing that I didn't care for is my people, my pro-Black people, my in-love people. We the ones who tear us down the most.
Yes. And then speaking of, you said the famine and all that and stuff like that, do more research too on Haiti. They making it seem like Haiti is the problem, this and this and that. No. Haiti's don't want help from us no more, because we've been taking advantage of them. We've been taking advantage of them people, and they over there famine. They are so poor. They are one of the poorest countries right now, because France and USS are being greedy, and they don't want us. And they also, I watched the video, it was a man talking, he was saying that it's a lot of gun violence out there because that our government dropped guns in there, just like how they say, so allegedly, that they dropped the guns in our neighborhoods and the crack and all that in our neighborhood. They did them the same way. So
I've noticed that there's a repetitive cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm noticing this. So if I want to go back to biblical time and the Hebrews that were slaves and Egypt and da 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 da, Egypt was saying they growing too much. And they growing too much, that means they gonna end up taking over, mm-hmm, and being in charge and in control of us. This is Egypt now. And so Egypt, this how Moses came about in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're saying, like, we're gonna have to start killing these firstborn men because, like, we can't have them like trying to take over our empire. This is basically biblical writing.
Mm-hmm.
This is how Moses came along. So if you look at the pattern, history repeats itself.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep.
No, y'all didn't kill the firstborn, but we had abortion, we had the crack pandemic. Mm-hmm. We had the gun violence, and we're going to put them in the laws of poverty. Hold on. I'm going to give you all this money. Take care of you and your kids. Get daddy up out of here. So we're not doing nothing but repeating the same thing. So we can't blame one, nobody but ourselves, because think about it. We've been doing this for years. Slavery.
Because we've been allowing it. Because we've been allowing it. And it's time for us to wake up.
The only thing that should have changed is the same thing. This is why I'm telling you, this is why Jesus got crucified, because he spoke his truth. Hey, it's about love. And I understand that we don't want to live in the turn the other cheek thing because we tired of that at this point. But in a sense, I kind of understand. Hey, my brother, I'm going to love you regardless of how you feel. And I'm going to love you so much that I don't have to be around you.
Exactly. I love you from a distance.
Wish you well. Mm-hmm. If you're not on my movement, then fine. And if we get like that, eventually we'll love enough that we won't see color, creed, or anything else. Because you're a part of me and I'm a part of you.
Yeah, but you know, another
thing that I don't like that was ushered in when it came to the Trump movement. Nothing. Now, I agree with some of the things that Trump was trying to bring in, but that was one of the things, and I don't really even believe he was promoting that, but because, you know what I'm saying? The masses may want, so I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think when Kanye West wore the Make America Great Again hat, it had anything to do with that, but because it was promoted with that standard, that is just how it went. Because if you want to be honest, and we're going to make America great again, you got to go with the people who created and made America what it was in the first place. On the backs of who?
Exactly.
And if we want to make America great again, when was it great? It was in its natural habitat.
Right.
We were living in the land with the animals, with the spirit, when it was very natural. So yeah, I'm with it. Let's make America great again. Let's make America better. Let's get back to the habitat of love.
My thing is too, though, if he was with Trump or whatever, that's his opinion. Because why? Because he's a celebrity and y'all hold him up in his pedestal. That's your fault that you hold this man. Because he's even, yeah, he's a celebrity, but he's still a person. He's still a human. He still has feelings. So because you hold this person on a pedestal and you feel like he should agree with you, and because he don't agree with you, oh, I'm going to put you down. I'm going to say this and I'm going to say that. Even if he did, that's his belief and his opinion. He wanted to rock with Trump. That's none of our business. And that's another thing we have to learn. We have to learn to mind our business. Mind our business. Celebrity or not, mind your business. Because, let's be honest, they only put out what they want us to know. They don't put out the whole story. We don't know everything that's going on. And we sitting out here paying, investigating like we the motherfucking FBI. We not. Trying to, no. Even this is out of the subject, but even with the Megan and Tory situation, everybody this and this and this and that, trying to figure, we was not there. Even when they was calling Kanye crazy about the shirt, I knew exactly. I didn't even have to see the front of the shirt. I already knew exactly what he was talking about. I knew as soon as I seen the shirt, I tried to explain to my mom, like, that's not what you think it is. And then when the front shirt, I said, I was right on the money. I already knew what it was. And then all y'all go mad up on the outrage, knowing if you were at the front of the page, and then the media is they put out a storyline for us to go crazy and act crazy. They didn't even put the front of what the shirt said, because if y'all would have seen the front of the shirt, a lot of y'all wouldn't even nut up and went crazy and acted the way y'all did. And now now y'all see how they did him. This is the reason why white lives matter, and that's the reason why his point right there, the way they doing him and Kyrie, is right there. It's showing you right there. This is why white lives matter, because they are the power. That's why they have the power. Go ahead. But for real, like, they have the power. Like, media is like something else. Like,
that's what I was about to say. Okay. At the end of the day, like, I keep saying, it's a great distraction. It's a fear monger. Mm-hmm. Like, I stopped watching the news a long time ago because it was nothing but killing, bad weather. The person stole. Oh, yeah. And this person turned 100 years old. And this is a little bit good news. And killing.
They not reporting what's really going on. Like, let's talk about it. They not reporting what we really need to know about. Nothing. Like, we have to find out. We find out it's people. You know the best thing about YouTube. This is the best thing about.
We're telling each other.
Yeah, this is the best thing about YouTube. There are people that wanted to be a journalist or wanted to be a journalist, and I guess, you know, they're realizing they can't talk about what they want to talk about. They don't want to be in control. So what they are doing is making a YouTube channel, and they are going to investigate themselves. You know how many videos I done watched where these people, it is people that's on the ground in Ukraine that is just to get the information to let us know, like, no, the story that the rest of the media is telling y'all is not it. People going to Haiti, talking to the Haiti people, and if you sit there and listen to these people talk and tell their side of the story, it's not what our media is telling us. They telling us lies and telling us this and this and this and that. Oh, the Haiti got nothing but gangs and this and this and that. No, Haitians are protesting because they want you out. They want you out. They don't want our dark. They don't want our government. They are trying to force our government on them. They don't want that. They want to elevate. They want to elevate. Talking
about a new world order, a one world order.
And they're not telling you that. You know, nothing. They're not telling you that. In any day now, United States will be invading Haiti. Any day now, because they try to push our government on these people.
Yeah, the queen not here no more, so
to just take all they earth, all they resources, and taking it and not paying them, just like how we go to Russia and we pay for their gas, and because we can't go to Russia and be like, well, you know, in prison snatches. This our, you know what I mean? This mine's now. They can't do Russian like that because Russian gonna fight. So they can do Haiti like that because they don't have the power to fight. They do the poor countries like this because they don't have the power to fight. And we have to come together and stand together, not just for our country, but for every other country. We have to come together. We have to come together, y'all. Like, that's just what it is. Like, it's time to do research, learn. Like, that's all I do is research, learn. Because I want to know everything. If my mama knew, my husband don't know, I'm going to put them on game. Because this is what's going on in the world right now. With the media, with the media, like when Kanye said they own everything, they own everything. When I say they own everything, look up BlackRock, look up Vanguard, and you will see that this company, them two companies, they into every media you watch on the news. From YouTube, from Hulu, from Fox, NBC, all, everything, Google, everything, from the food that we eat. You would think like, oh, they got Pepsi and Coca-Cola. You know what I mean? Like, it's from our food.
One thing that I listened to Billy Carson last night. That's that link that I sent you yesterday. And he made a valid point. These people pay good money for what they want. Okay?
You said
good money for what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the top researchers, whatever it is that they need to get the power of control of the... let's talk down to the minute of I'm just going to go shopping and I just need one thing and you come out there with 10 things. They know exactly the mind control. The devil has been here for millions of years, not thousands of people, not 6,000 people, not 10,000, millions of years. They got a PhD in a human people.
Mm-hmm.
Put it that way.
What is it?
The problem is not the idiot box is a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing because, yeah, it's information, but it's a curse because our brains have become dumber and dumber.
Mm-hmm. They said this is the dumbest generation we ever had. The dumbest generation we ever had.
It's time to change the game. If we going to ascend, if we going to heaven, if we going to a better world, the world is going to change. We got to do better.
Mm-hmm. We got to heal. We got to learn how to heal. That's the key. That's the truth. That's the key right there. Once we all heal, like I'm telling you, like on this spiritual realm, I've been healing. You feel me? I've been learning. Like, it's time to heal. Let go. Don't forget, but let go and love. That's all it's all about. We all got to come together. I don't care what race you are. We all have to come together and work together. And once we work together, what was that? I remember we was talking on the phone. Remember when you were saying it was a script in the Bible when God said, that they are getting too smart.
Oh, was it before? Yeah, it was the Tower of Babel when he said that they had to destroy the language because they were building a tower. So he said we got to destroy this because they becoming too much. They gonna come in and excuse my French, but they gonna come and fuck up the habit. If they make this, because they was trying to build a tower, like if it's a flood to come again, blah blah blah. But them people were intelligent. In the time of Noah, you got to think about it from Adam. Adam lived to, let's put it this way, from the time that Adam left the garden to the time of death, as we know it, is like 900 and something years. So they had the freshest of fruits. the freshest of water, the freshest of air. So the people was smart. You get what I'm saying? Very smart. The stuff that we doing, I feel like is nothing. At if all. We look at the hieroglyphics of the Egyptians, they were smart. And they had no problem with working with their hands.
And then you would come and find out the truth that, oh, so-and-so wasn't the first one to make the airplane. So-and-so wasn't the first to make a tank, because when you look at the hieroglyphics on the wall, they got helicopter tape. They got all the stuff that we making, that we have now. We have now.
So some kind of way, I want to say that we all got amnesia. It's not just our race. It's just not. Like I said, the devil has been here for millions of years, so it has learned humans backwards and forwards. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been able to persuade Eve to eat a fruit. You get what I'm saying? That looks tasty. You'll be like God if you eat that. It wouldn't have been able to persuade Eve to do that, to cause whatever it caused, or at least that's what they say. So I feel like we are at this point, at this stage, as you would call us, the damaged generation. We're just lost because we've lost every part of identity. And I'm not just talking about us, because while y'all fighting for what y'all fighting for, y'all don't know what y'all are either.
Yeah, exactly. We all
trying to figure out where we came from at the end
of
the day. And so we all have that same agenda. Oh, we God's people. Oh no, we God's people. Oh no, God ain't said nothing to nobody in a physical sense yet. It's you. No, we ain't
need
God to tell us that.
So all we know is we are his children. That's all we know. And that's how we got to stop dividing each other. That's that, you know what I mean?
And yeah. That's my point.
And then my thing is too, like, yeah, we point out, you know, certain things because we see things, you know what I mean? Of course we talk about things, but that don't mean that because I'm talking about this and I'm pointing it out, we want y'all to see like what y'all do to us and how, and then we can move forward.
It's not even about doing what y'all do to us, it's a lot of stuff, I get that, but for me the point of Black Lives Matter was until y'all include me. No, all lives don't matter.
Yeah, but for them to include us, they have to treat us with respect. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying? You have to treat us with respect. And a lot of them, yes, a lot of them, they do treat us with respect, but there's a lot of them that don't treat us with respect. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if we going to be including us being respectful, you know what I mean? And we all have to be respectful for to one another and love one another and just allow. And then another thing is like people call him crazy. You have to learn, when y'all call people call him crazy, y'all have to let people, because you have to let people be them, because it's not what you like or what you think is, oh, that's person, oh, she's weird. Like, we'd be quick to say a person weird because we don't understand. We have to stop doing that, because if you ask them, they'll break it down to you, and you probably will understand. You know what I mean? Instead of judging. We so quick to judge. You know what I mean?
I don't want it just to be on one group of people, because at the end of the day, it's a lot of stuff that we
do. I'm talking about, when I say all that, I'm talking about all of us as a whole.
Because we're ignorant to, and I will say that, because we are ignorant to who we are, what power we possess, whose we are, we're ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, and because of, we all got a trauma with us that is so deep that, at the end of the day, I said this on a podcast once before, like, my kids, and which I'm grateful for, didn't get to see Black history like I saw Black history.
Right.
So Black history for me, when they got my man like Kanye West and Kyrie Irving with their backs against the wall, pisses me off for my ancestors. Because I done seen them like this.
Exactly. And I feel like, oh, that's just showing us that, oh, we put the,
you know, when I see,
it up, tighten it back up.
When I see my fellow Black brother who didn't take the time to even educate himself enough to see what he was talking about, be the house Negro, just because, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to take accountability too. Like, what happened to us uplifting each other? Hold your head up. Stick your chest out. It's okay. Brush it off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody know what that man or those men's demons are that they deal with, and yet they still trying to be out here on the forefront for what they feel is truth. Like, we got to do better. We got to do better as a whole human race. Because it's not Black, it's not white, it's not anti, it's not, it's we all on this planet. We all have some type of insecurities. We all have some type of struggles to deal with, some more than others. And I'm not talking about financially. Everybody got a story on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got a sorrow on this planet. Everybody got a hurt on this planet. Everybody got an anger on this planet. Everybody. And we just got to come together. Like, we just have to learn how to be there for one another, love each other, let God come back and be God so that we can just be who we need to be with God.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, is there anything else that you want to say so we can close out?
You know, I wanted to show like this one video to, I wanted y'all to, because, you know, we didn't touch on the part of, you know, Kanye saying that our music is, you know, is making our generation go down, you know, just the, you know, mm-hmm. the killing, the, you know, all that. And he was saying that the music influenced, you know, all this bad stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. I wanted to show this video, just, you know, how y'all think about some things, you know. And it was a one part that he said that caught me. He said, everybody's in cahoots.
Okay.
Everybody's in cahoots. So, hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second, y'all.
A rapper from Migos died. I just wanted to go ahead and make a video about something I have a unique experience in. So I directed a bunch of rappers, people like Gucci Mane, Snoop Dogg, you know, Lil Yachty, the list goes on and on and on, okay? I learned a lot of things, and I have left the industry largely over my political beliefs, but there is something I want to impart to people to hopefully, you know, make some sort of change happen. So I have a challenge to rappers, and I know some of you still follow me. I know a bunch of the celebrity blogs still follow me from trying to get news from music videos and things like that. So here's the truth. The truth is this: a bunch of young Black male rappers keep dying. You know who's not dying? Record executives, the record executives that push for them to continue to make songs and create a culture that is obsessed with death, drugs, and sex, period. The industry is obsessed with it, but those record executives, they're not dying because they don't push this culture on their own people, but they're encouraging you to push it on yours, and they're paying you handsomely to do it. The reality is, I know a lot of you. A lot of you are good people, you're family guys. You're not the image that you put out there to the world. Why? Why don't you be the example? Stand up. I challenge you. Be the example. Make music about the culture you want to see. Don't just get online today and talk about how, you know, whenever a rapper makes it, his own people take him down. Don't just make those videos. Don't be sad. Don't rest in peace. None of that stuff. Be the change you want to see. Inspire it in your community. Reach out to other rappers and say, we have to stop. We're being used. You've been used for a long time. You know, they create this paradigm to make you believe that you're so important and your celebrity status is worth so much, but in truth, you're a pawn in their game and you always have been. The government has wanted to hold down communities of people in different ways through different methods for a very long time. Their method in the Black community has been to use entertainment to create a culture obsessed with death, drugs, sex, and money, so that they could create a false paradigm of what happiness and what success really was. And in doing so, they created a world that also made people more dependent on government, and as a result, gave themselves more power. The record.
Stop on that part, but I'm gonna stop on that part, but my last thing I'm gonna say is with him saying that, you know, the government, they all in cahoots. Like, what are we gonna do to, we have to change. We have to change the way we do things. Cause it's crazy to me, you know what I mean? Like, we are so blind that we are allowing this stuff to happen. So I'm gonna just end that with that. Y'all, it's time for us to heal, love, and come together, work together. And if we work together, we can do so much. So peace, love y'all. Sending nothing but love and energy.
Coming and joining us on this podcast. We want you guys to just take some time to think about everything that we have discussed. Please like, comment, share, subscribe. Again, this was just an eye-opening for the whole world. We want to again thank Reality for coming, and y'all have a good night.